Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us right now, number 54 of the New York Jets, our buddy Avery Williamson. Avery, how are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. I think I'm pretty good. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're just fantastic. We couldn't be better.
I got a very simple question for you.
How could we be better?
Wait. First of all, no, yes. I'm surprised at the tone that y'all are coming at me. Like, so, I appreciate it. It's very warm. Let me say this about you.
All right, let me say this about you. Watching that disgrace that I watched on Sunday, and I've seen plenty of disgraces over 54 years of watching this franchise, which I got hemorrhoids from. But with that said, all right, there were two guys that I thought actually played football Sunday. Okay, that didn't play for Buffalo, may I add. One was Jamal Adams, and the other guy was you. Outside of that, I mean, I didn't see anybody else who went out there and gave the effort that I would expect from a professional football team. So that's why our tone to you is very, you know, maybe the word is compassionate for you. Do you know what I mean?
Compassionate. I like that. I like that.
Well, because you know what? You showed up.
You did.
You played football. You do it every single week. I mean, I'm glad you're the one coming on because you actually play.
Right.
You give a damn. So why don't your teammates care?
Well, that's my job.
Well, I'm glad.
Right.
That's my job.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. It was definitely an embarrassment out, to say the least. You know, 41 points put up on you. It was a rough day. It was a rough day at the office, and it started from the first play all the way, you know, to the very last. It was bad, and that's not what I came here for. And you know, I didn't intend the season to go this way, but it has. So you know, it's nothing you can do about it. It's over with now, because I definitely have had my moments where I was like, man, I don't know. You know, like, you just kind of second guess, like, what's going on. It's very tough. But, you know, you just kind of got to go back and tell yourself just to finish strong. I mean, that's literally all you can do, finish strong. And what you got to do is just make sure you're mentally locked in, because you can't check out. You can't check out early and be thinking about other stuff off season, what might happen in the off season. So now is the time where you got to just keep the team together and make sure that you're still on the same path. And even though the playoff dreams are over with, we got to make sure that we're still locked in, you know, as a team.
Well, let me ask you, did you see this coming? I mean, what was practice like this week? I mean, leading up to the game, I mean, did you have any inkling?
No. Practice was great. So I'm not going to sit here and say it was signs of something. It was a great week of practice, and, you know, just, you know, I feel like everybody's confidence levels were high, and it just did not go none of the ways that we thought it would. None of the ways.
To me, as a fan watching the team quit, when did they quit? When did you look in your teammates' eyes and know, holy mackerel, they're not showing up? Was it right away? Was it after the fake punt? When was it?
I can't speak for everybody. But I know, I feel like we fought. I mean, I can't speak for offense special teams. But as a defense, we fought hard. We just didn't play smart, and in turn, they made plays on us And some guys were in position to make plays, and they just made the play. They just made their plays. And I don't feel like defensively we quit at all. They made plays, and that's the thing that we feel like we could make more plays than them, and we didn't.
So they started a quarterback who wasn't even in the league 2 weeks ago. When did you find out Barkley was playing? Was starting this game? When did you know?
I didn't know. I don't think I knew. I believe it was Saturday.
Saturday.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it possible? All right. Well, yeah. Is it possible now? You know, Buffalo's a bad team anyway. They scored 33 points in their last four games that they lost. 33 in four games. Anyway. Okay.
Don't remind me.
And they had 31 at halftime. Yeah. Just saying. But is it possible that you guys just were, you know, went into that? I'm not saying you, but that this team, it's Buffalo. It's a layup. We're going to win this game easily. I mean, was that part of maybe the mindset for it? And I don't know how this team could take anybody lightly, but is that possible that that was the case, Avery?
Could have possibly been like that. I mean, it's a number of different things you could say. Guys think about the bye week, or you know, then yeah, looking at the record, didn't really think that they would show up to play. But you got to make sure, man, that you're always, you know, prepared. Because I realized that from my first year in the league, you know, until now, that any team can beat you. So. You never know who's gonna show up to play. I mean, they're showing up, but I mean, they, you know, it's an NFL team. They're paying guys. They got guys that are being paid, you know, to play, and you know they showed up. They showed up, and we didn't. Simply the fact they showed up, and we didn't.
We're talking Avery Williamson. I'm not putting this on you, but you're one of the few guys in that room that, A, have been consistently good all year, and, B, you've experienced a playoff game. There's a lot of people in that locker room. Avery, they talk about
Avery
wanting
says,
to win.
Boy, what an idiot I was leaving Tennessee. I'm sorry, Avery.
Wait, what did you say?
I said, Avery, you're thinking to yourself, boy, what an idiot I was. I left the Titans for this.
Especially with the beating the Patriots the way
right,
they did.
Smacked them around, no less.
I was looking at the screen. I was looking at the screen during the game and, like, picking up, like, I said, no way.
Wait, like, I looked, wish I was there.
The next quarter, I was like, wait, no way.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, all I could do is just shrug my shoulders, man.
That's the only thing that happened Sunday that gave me a smile was that.
The only thing.
Do you look at around you and say, man, I have to be the guy? Because I don't know what you're like in the locker room. Maybe you're a leader. Maybe you're a soft-spoken leader. I don't know what you're like. But do you almost feel the need at halftime when you guys are getting beat up, it's 31-3, whatever the heck it is, to kind of ream your teammates out? To kind of say, hey, listen, fellas, I know something about winning. I was in the playoffs last year. I'm actually contributing. But do you feel the need to step up and kind of scream at people when you get a performance like this?
I wouldn't necessarily. I mean, I was doing some talking on the sideline, but yeah, I was kind of just in such a weird mindset. I just couldn't really wrap my finger around the fact that the scoreboard looked like that. But I didn't scream anything. I just, you know, I know Jamal was talking, but I know that I just went around to the guys and like, hey, come on, like we gotta dig ourselves out of this hole. And you know, in a situation like that, I know guys are already feeling terrible, so I don't want to bash their heads in the dirt anymore.
Right.
And do that, but I mean, it's the point where you gotta rally. Yeah, I was trying to rally some guys, you know, and say, hey, come on, we gotta get this thing going, like. We gotta stop the bleeding. So, I mean, it was. I'm a leader. I'm not a huge rah rah guy.
Right.
I can be at times, but at that moment I wasn't. But I still was, you know, trying to be a, you know, motivational to the guys. But you know, I was kind of in one of those speechless moments, and I just knew that. I mean, whatever I said know, it was going one out the other, but I just knew that I had to make sure that I was being a contributor,
right?
You know, to good stuff, not being a problem. So right. I was just making sure, man, that I was locked in and on the game plan, the corrections that we had to make, and just make sure that I was doing my job.
And you did. I give you credit,
man. That's how you get control.
You went out there. You're one of the rare guys that did. What did the coach say at halftime?
I'm trying to remember.
It's not memorable.
Man, I'm not saying it like that.
I'm saying it.
Stop it. I think it was actually because I think Jamal. Yeah, it was Jamal that had brought everybody up. I think it was Jamal because he was going on and on. And I believe it was him that was speaking. It was Jamal. That's why. That's why.
Well, this coach really sounds just. I gotta tell you.
Let me ask you about
this. What does he do?
Let me ask you about the why. What is he not doing or not saying that the message is not getting through to the team? Because to me, it's pretty obvious, Avery, that that's the case with this head coach. I mean, you could say whatever you want, that you guys are ready to play and you like playing for him and all of this, but the message is not getting through because it's not showing on the field.
Well, I mean, I feel like Bowles is definitely telling us what we need to do, and I feel like the message is clear, but I just feel like on the field it's not getting done, and that's the thing. You know, it's like a marriage. It's like 50-50, you know? You know, you got a coach, you got the team. So, you know, they can only do so much, and then we can only do so much. You know, we got to go on the field and do the rest. So I feel like Bowles is being straight up with us, you know, how this is going. And I feel like he's prepared us, and I mean, I feel like, you know, they're not perfect. You know, I can't sit here and say that they've done the best job. They've done the most phenomenal job, you know, all year. But nobody's perfect, and we haven't either, you know, as players. So I can't sit here and say that they've coached perfect all season because, I mean, it's impossible to. But, you know, I just feel like as a team, I feel like we haven't been the chemistry, like, guys, it's like always little stuff that we can have a big play here just if one guy did this or that. You know, that's the big issue, I would say.
We're talking Avery Williamson here in his weekly spot.
Go back to what you said again, that the big issue is that, you know, a guy will make a play here and there, but you're not I explain that again.
No, I'm saying, you know, you can have a big play in the game, but somebody does something – makes a mistake.
I see.
And it turns into a bad play.
You mean like the three holding penalties on the same play? Is that what you're referring to? Because that we did see that.
That was on offense.
I mean, it's not on you guys.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've never seen. I'm watching football for like since 1960, really, since 61 that I really started to really watch it because I'm an old man, Avery, and I have never seen three holding penalties on the same play. I've never. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well. I saw it too.
It's always the first person.
And of course, it would be my team that does it. I mean, why not? And that was a nice play by McGuire on that. Wiped out a big play by Elijah McGuire on that play.
He did. He had a big run on that play.
That was big. He's been doing good.
Yeah, I like him. No, he's got a little something.
Eli's been doing a good job.
Well, maybe, you know what? Next year when you got a new coaching staff in there that actually knows what the hell they're doing, maybe they'll get something out of Elijah McGuire. You know what I mean? Maybe.
Well, I can't comment on that.
No, I know you're not. I don't expect you to, but I'm saying it.
Now.
Well, comment on this. When you left the stadium on Sunday, you know, you're probably thinking about a lot of different things. You know, maybe what you're going to have for dinner, but you're thinking about a lot of different things.
What he's going to have to say to us when he comes
What he's
going
to say to us, many things. But did it go through your mind that you were going to have a new head coach on Monday or Tuesday?
I didn't really think about that. I just what I thought about was just I was like, what did I do that aided in this beatdown? You know, that's what I was thinking. Like,
right?
I just, you know, just was in shock still. You know, what did I do that I could have done better? you know, I was in a bad mood. I didn't really want to talk.
I can imagine.
No, I mean, how could you be in a
we were in bad mood?
Imagine
too.
The mood I was in.
I didn't want to talk to anybody, man. It was rough.
The only thing I was happy about Sunday, besides the Patriot losing and the fact that my knockout pick, which was the Chargers, won, and I stayed alive in that pool, was that it was is that I was the possibility that when I woke up Monday, the coach would be gone. I mean, that's the one thing I was kind of hanging my hat on, you know. So I mean, you know, from that aspect, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean. It's definitely been tough, man. These past few weeks, it's been rocky. So.
Well, I want to go this back to let's go back to the after the Colt game. All right, we're talking to Avery Williamson, and Avery, you're a good guy, Avery. We like you, and you're a very good player, and it was a good signing with you. And we hope you're here when this. We hope you're around for when things turn around. I hope I'm around when things turn around. But let's go back to after the Colts. You beat the Colts. Now you won two games in a row. You beat Denver. You beat the Colts, and you beat them pretty handily. By the way, the Colts haven't lost since you guys beat them, and you guys haven't won. But with that said, that's so. Who cares? What happened after that game? I mean, you lost a tough game to Minnesota. All right, who's probably a better team than you guys are? We'll be real about that. But, I mean, what happened? Was there complacency after the Colt game? Did you guys think that, you know what, oh, now we've accomplished something? I mean, was there any of that after you beat the Colts?
I don't feel like it was. I mean, we came back to work, had a great week of practice. And, you know, just I didn't sense any complacency at all. I didn't sense any complacency. But – I don't know. I just don't know. It just kind of trickled down and spiraled. Like kind of just started spiraling, and you know, I don't know. I'm thinking the same thing. Like, what happened? You know, what could have caused this? Make you say a lot of things, injuries or I don't know, whatever. But I don't know. I didn't see any signs of things going bad. I say that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't either.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not like this.
No.
Not to this level.
No.
I give you credit, though, man. There was one play that because I'm holding out hope. Joe is, too. We watch these games. Even when it's 31-3, 31-10, you think, hey,
well,
31-10. You know,
I got to say this. Can I just throw this in? And you can say that because I got to say this.
Sure.
Because I'm an idiot because I'm a Jet fan. Okay? We know that. So anyway. So here it is now. I actually, at 31-10, you guys come back. Crowell scores a touchdown. You actually have a nice drive, 31-10. Now you got them at 3rd and 20. I think there was a sack. I think Jenkins and Jamal had a sack. It was either that or a holding penalty. 3rd and 20, 31-10. There's still about 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. So silly me, I'm like, well, you know what? They're 21 points. It's not impossible. You never know. You get to stop here. And then Maurice Claiborne gets hit for a 50-yard play by this guy Forster for the first down on 3rd and 20. Oh, my God. I mean,
it was a dagger.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
It was a dagger,
Avery,
man.
Avery.
It was a dagger.
Avery. I just, you know, thank God I was near the bathroom.
That's a good location.
It was a dagger, man.
And that play was brutal. And at that point, they're set up in field goal range, so you figure unless you guys force a turnover, they're going to score. But you... I think it was second and goal from the 4-yard line, sent Shady McCoy for like a 3 or 4 yard loss.
Yeah.
And that was right before Buster Screen got beat by Zay Jones. But my point is, here you are, 31-10, Bills are on the precipice of scoring, and here you are making a big play. That's why I'm glad you're the guy coming on, because you played until
That's
the
exactly
end.
Right.
There's no talk. You action proved it. You played until the end. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, Avery, I'm going to say this too, Avery.
That's just the way I'm made up, man.
Good. Well, you know what? How many years? What's your deal for here? How many more years? You
3 years. 3 years.
So you got two more after this.
Yes, sir.
All right. So here's my prayer. Next year when we have new coaching staff in there, okay? God, please. Okay? and they turn it around. Okay, you guys turn it around. Hopefully Sam becomes the guy that we hope he will be. And you're here to actually see real success for this football team. I really hope that happens. You're a good player. We like you. You were an excellent free agent signing. I got to be honest. I didn't know much about you when you were in Tennessee. When they signed you, I didn't know much. I don't know if you did it or not. I didn't. And you have turned out to be a very solid player here. So I hope you don't get too disgruntled and too frustrated. Okay, and you know,
hey, I'm staying positive.
All right, good. All right, good. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm staying positive.
All right.
I know it'll be better days.
All right.
You got to keep on.
I mean, I want to
get,
you know, like I want to get that Avery Williamson jersey, man. I want to get it.
I know, man.
I want to get it.
I'm real disappointed, man.
Well.
What if I just bought it for you and just
No, I don't want you. No. No, I appreciate it. You know, look, if you gave me your jersey, I would be honored to get it. But with that said, no, I want to help you out.
You want it to be natural.
This is my guy. One of my guys.
You want it to be organic. You don't want it to be forced.
Right. I got about 20 Jet jerseys at home. I got about 20. It's the only sports team, because, you know, the other sports I'm fans of. But this is the only team I buy jerseys for, because this is my baby. You know, football is my favorite thing, okay?
Yeah.
So you understand. So I want to be able to get an Avery Williamson jersey and say, man, this guy was a good player for us on some really good teams. I can only hope that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, that makes, like I said before, that makes me smile.
All right.
What are you going to do on your bye?
Yeah, what are you doing? You going back to Tennessee for the bye? What are you doing?
I'm going back to Tennessee. I'm going back to the country, man.
All right.
I'm,
you miss it, right? You like New York?
Yeah, I do. I actually do.
You like the New York metropolitan area or not? Be honest. Do you like it here or not?
Man, I love it. I love it, man.
Okay.
I don't miss Tennessee. Only thing I miss is, like, just seeing my family, my parents, and then just where I grew up, like, just being out there on the farm. Just that's really all I miss. But, I mean, I love it up here. I love it. It's my speed. It's a great mix of everything. It's a great mix of everything, man. Like, you could, if I wanted to, I could go to a farm out here, see some cows.
Right, that's right.
I could go fish.
Right.
Go fish. I mean, it's literally, and then you go to the city.
Yeah.
And have a, eat at a 5-star restaurant. So.
That's right. We got it all up here, baby.
You got it all.
Got it all, man.
It's not good weather. You get to hang out in Florham Park. I mean, what's better than that?
Yeah, Florham Park, yeah. next to the famous Morristown College.
Hey, see?
You're all over it.
Oh, my God.
Avery,
yeah, so.
enjoy your bye week, my
friend.
Hey,
by the way, can I bring up Kentucky? That was not pretty against Tennessee.
Oh, man.
Bro, what happened there? They had a letdown after Georgia. They really did, right?
I don't know what happened, man. They just did not show up. I was upset, man. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Because I definitely thought that they would, be ready to go and after that loss. But, yeah, they didn't show up to play at all. Yeah. I was upset.
Well,
at least
we know they're going to a bowl game. They'll be in a bowl.
Yeah, Hopefully they can win these last two and be 9-3.
Yeah.
That'll still be good. So.
Yeah, that'll be good.
They still got a great team, man, heading in the right direction.
Well, Avery, I just want to remind you of this again, Avery Williamson. Remember, you got the Pats coming up next, okay?
Yes.
And so, if nothing else, I expect a full effort against that team.
Oh, you know what I mean? I've already watched film on them.
Have you?
Getting prepared.
Oh, yeah. And don't be afraid to go say stuff in the locker room to these guys if they're not getting it done. You know? I mean, I'm serious.
Hey,
don't be afraid of that.
Means.
All right?
By any means. By any means, man. By any means necessary.
All right. Hey, Avery, you have a great off week, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot. Hey,
thank you, man.
Have a great rest of the week.
All right. You be well.
Avery Williamson of the Jets here in his weekly spot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.